Under the meeting, we apologize for the delay. We appreciate your patience. Our engineers were in late at store. We had a number of people from the community that were here to speak and want to make the time to do that. But we also want to respect your time, so thank you again for your patience. All right, so we will call these 7 o'clock public hearings on land use items to order. And if you would just once again verify that we're in compliance with the Wisconsin Open Meetings Law, and properly noticed.
Yes, and so we have that. I'll provide that to you. So we had it published in the Kenosha News as a Class 2 notice. You see, it was on September 30th and October 5th.
Okay, great, thank you. Well, that leads us to agenda item 4. Maybe if you can read that to the record, just give us any background information.
Yes, thank you. So item number 4 is John P. Lorigan Trust, 844 172nd Avenue, Union Grove, Wisconsin, 53182. Owner, John P. Lorigan, 844 172nd Avenue, Union Grove, Wisconsin, 53182. Agent, requests a final plat of Foxtail Hollow on tax parcel numbers 454-221-091-0314, located in the town of Paris. I'll pull up a map here for you, so you can see this request. And as I'm doing that, I'll mention the fact that this is the final plat. The preliminary plat has been already brought before this committee in some months prior. And here is the property outlined in yellow that's being affected. The plat, you can see the lines to create 3 additional lots and an outlot in this northern area, and I'll bring up the plat to let you see that. And I'm not seeing where I have that, but basically the plat indicates on the screen there, as you can see, there's an outlot right here for the stormwater, and then you have lots 1, 2, and 3. And then this fourth lot is an area that's going to be left and preserved open and is part of the ag PUD for that matter, based upon the subdivision requirements for the town of Paris on how land can be subdivided. And we have Mr. Lorigan here. If you want to step up to the mic, state your name and address, and then you can indicate anything additional that you'd like to say about this project.
Hi everyone, my name is John Ward at 844 172nd Avenue, Grove, Wisconsin, 53182. Yeah, that's what Andy said is basically the plan I'm looking to, it's already been excavated and grass growing, so I'm looking for a final plat for the subdivision.
And additionally, we have a set of conditions that has been put together and reviewed by our staff that if there is a approval, it would be subject to the conditions.
Okay, thank you. Any questions, Consumer Affairs?
Thank you. What is that outlot for?
That is a retention pond.
Okay.
Any further questions or discussions from the
committee? No. It just, as Fred Rodriguez, the stormwater pond, it collects the water from the road.
Right.
And from the water that's running through the property from off-site.
Okay. So that's not in these photos, so you guys must have dug that then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all, everything is done and approved.
Right, and that was based upon the preliminary plat.
Okay.
That was approved. So this takes that preliminary plat that was already approved and provides all the final details so they can get recorded in the register of deeds.
And does that become public road then, or would that be a private road?
It will be a public road. It will be a town road.
Okay. And is there... There's no development now to the east of that currently?
To the east on the other side of Highway D, there are
no, what's not highlighted there?
Oh, here. On either side of the road. These two lots were subdivided under a certified survey map 3 years ago, was that?
Two
years ago? And then...
You'll have to forgive me, Mr. Lorgan. You have a lot of stuff in front of us.
Oh, okay. No worries. I know it pretty well by now.
Okay.
So those two have been conveyed already
under
the CSM as Andy. And there actually is a home being built on the southeast corner.
Okay. So there's two on top and two to the north, two to the south then. So there's four plots there total?
Well, that whole... There's a total of five buildable sites.
Okay.
One, two, three, four, five. These two were done by a certified survey map.
But those, just two plots are there?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, nothing further. Thank you.
All right. Anything else, Kirby? If there's nothing further, then I'll ask if there's anybody here from the public that would like to speak in favor of agenda item number four. Is there anybody here to speak in opposition? Anybody here to speak in opposition to number four tonight? Okay, hearing none. Then, committee, if there are no further questions, I'm going to entertain a motion. Oh, thank you. Andy has some additional information from the municipal office.
So just to let the committee know that the final plat went before the Paris Town Board on September 28, 2021. A motion was made to approve it and passed unanimously.
So, committee, if there's no further questions or discussion, I'll entertain a motion that we adopt agenda item four.
No.
Moved by Supervisor Bath.
Second.
Seconded by Supervisor Rodriguez. We'll do a voice vote, starting with you from governance. All in favor, please say aye. Any opposed? All right, then. Supervisors, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay? All right, it passes. Thank you, Mr. Morgan.
Do I have to sign something?
All right, thank you. We wish you well with this project.
Well, thank you all for your time and efforts. Andy, I know your group has been very involved with this for a long time.
Thank you. So, thanks for attending that.
Yeah, I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay, that leads us then to number five. Wisconsin Electric Power Company. Andy, if you can read that into the record. Number five and six are related items tonight. And if you can read those into the record and just give us any additional information that we need.
Yes, thank you. So five is Wisconsin Electric Power Company, 333 Wisconsin Everett Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53203-0001. Owner, Bobby Anderson, American Transmission Company, P.O. Box 47, Waukesha, Wisconsin, 53187. Agent, requesting a rezoning from A1 Agricultural Preservation District, A2 General Agricultural District, I1 Institutional District, C2 Upland Resource Conservancy District, and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District to A1 Agricultural Preservation District, A2 General Agricultural District, I1 Institutional District, C2 Upland Resource Conservancy District, and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District on tax parcel number 454221041-0225 in the town of Paris. And so that looks pretty confusing, but hopefully it won't be when I pull up this map here for you to see everything that's taking place.
I'll run them tonight on the basis.
So the map is here, and all that wording meant was that this land that's highlighted in yellow is going from its current zoning to C1 because that has been found to be wetlands. So you can see this indication here of the changes here to C1, the changes here to C1. And then most importantly, it's this red area that's the A1 and C2. There's some woods in this area that are being asked to be changed to I1 Institutional for the substation expansion. And that's what the rezone is for item number five. Was there going to be an idea of bringing these together at all? We can if there's a motion.
Yeah, so the committee like to consider these items together. Supervisor Rodriguez, would you like to make that motion?
I'll make the motion.
All right, is there a second that we consider numbers five and six together? These are related.
Second.
Second by Supervisor Udo. All in favor of considering these two together, you can have this, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. All right, Supervisors, all in favor of considering these together, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. Okay, and we'll consider 5 and 6 together on these closely related items.
So then I'll read number 6 in and give you that, and then we'll let the petitioners come in and explain additional information. But number 6 is Wisconsin Electric Power Company 333 Wisconsin Everett Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin 53203001. Owner Bobby Anderson, American Transmission Company, P.O. Box 47, Waukesha, Wisconsin 53187. Agent requesting to amend a conditional use permit to allow an expansion to an electrical substation in the I-1 Institutional District on part of tax parcel number 454-221-041-0225, located in the town of Paris. And so with that, I'll bring up a couple maps, and while that's happening, whoever's going to be speaking on behalf of this, I'll have you come up to the mic and state your name and your information. But with that, I wanted to show this map here, which is just the full property where this is taking place. And you could already see this area here where the rezoning was being requested. And I think more importantly, there's a map that is right here that I can bring over so you can see exactly what they're looking at wanting to do. Oop, lost it there. And we'll just shrink it a little bit so you can see the substation in that bottom corner. And with that, I'll let the petitioner state their name and address and explain more what's all happening.
Can you zoom in on that?
Sorry, I gotta find the address. I don't know that offhand. Bobby Anderson, representing American Transmission Company. Address PO Box 47, Waukesha, Wisconsin, 53187. Then just one quick explanation about the project.
Yeah, that'd be great. Just anything you want to share.
So this is a expansion of an existing substation called the Paris Substation, owned by the Energies. So the transmission 345 AV substation and expansion to the east as to support a solar farm that will be developed in the area in the downtown.
Okay, committee members, any questions at all? Mr. Anderson.
I do. So the rezoning and the conditional use permit both went before the Paris town board, and a motion was made to approve and to pass unanimously.
Okay, thank you. Committee members, any further questions? All right, I'll just ask if anybody from the public here to speak in favor, which I know is 5 and 6. Anybody here to speak in favor of 5 and 6?
There is a motion to approve, we would
condition,
subject to conditions.
I'll make.
Excuse me, can I make one comment about the conditions before you guys know? So condition number 5, I don't know if you have them.
I do.
I can read it aloud if you need, but it's referencing landscaping. And this was discussed at the town of Paris, board meeting. And I guess this was a surprise to us. So I'll explain why. The map that you showed, the Energies is the owner. We are being granted an easement for substation equipment, transmission line equipment, and then as well as access the site. I'm not certain that we would have the right to landscape the area. So I guess that just kind of caught us off guard.
Yeah, and so an explanation on that was a condition by the town, and we moved that into this condition as we normally would. And we've had communication, or we tried to have communication, because we didn't receive these minutes until yesterday. And so we're trying to get further clarification from the town on what landscaping they might be referring to. But in any case, this is indicating a landscape plan. What that plan is has to be approved by our office. If we work it out that it's minimal or nothing, then that's the plan. So it really wouldn't hold up anything right here.
Okay, fair enough. I just wanted to make that.
But it's a valid point.
Okay, thank you.
I'd like to add a certain color roses to the landscape.
What's the exact location? Is this on the just north of 8?
It's off, I believe, 172nd Avenue. I don't have it.
172nd is the...
Yeah, so it's right here.
That's what I was asking.
Okay, sorry. Right. Not familiar with you.
Okay, are there any further questions or discussion?
I'll move with conditions as stated.
Second.
Motion's been made by Supervisor Rodriguez, seconded by Supervisor Nino. We adopt numbers 5 and 6 for the motion with conditions as stated. Amy, did you have additional comment?
Nothing additional.
Okay. All right, that means that we'll take a vote. Youth and governance, so all in favor, please say aye. Any opposed, nay. Prime Supervisor, so all in favor of agenda items 5 and 6 with conditions, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. All right, it passes. All right, thank you.
Thanks very much
for coming out tonight and presenting.
Thank you. And if we try to get that clarification, we hope by tomorrow. And
okay.
Ben will be in contact with you.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you guys for your time.
Thank you. I'd just like to make a motion that we take up 7, 8, 9, and 10 together.
I'd be happy to second that. All right, so the motion's been made by Supervisor Rodriguez, seconded by Supervisor Gashke, that we address agenda items 7, 8, 9, and 10, these appointments together. I will just clarify, perhaps you know as a supervisor, it is Mr. Coffey on number 7, that will be a long-term appointment by the county, and then 8, 9, and 10 are going to be shorter-term intro.
Correct.
So you're happy to do that together. Okay. All right, so then if there's no discussion on considering these together.
Okay.
Okay. We'll vote on doing them together.
Yes.
Okay. So if there's no further discussion on that, then this is a vote simply that we consider these together to save a little bit of time. So youth and governance, if you're in favor of considering these items together, please say aye. Any opposed, nay. All right, supervisors, in favor of considering these items together, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed, nay. Okay. All right, so then we're going to consider these appointments all as one.
So item 7 is review and possible approval of resolution to approve the appointment of John Coffey to serve on the Silver Lake Management District Board. 8 is for Donna Kubik. 9 is for James Puritan. And 10 is for Harry Laws, of which we have some of them here if you would like to have them speak. They're here if you have any questions. And as indicated, John Coffey, that was voted the Land and Water Conservation Committee some time ago and is a full-time appointment, and the other three are interim until the management district forms and can select their own members.
Okay, thank you. Any discussion, Supervisor Nino?
Yeah, I have a question. Who is, I should have asked that before, who is appointing them?
So that would be, Mr. Coffey's appointment would be coming through the executive's office, is that right?
Correct. And I believe the other appointments, and you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but these were ones from the existing management district recommendations for the interim, right? There's a management district out there right now, and these are the people that they put forward to fill that interim position.
All four of them?
I believe all four came from them, yes.
Okay, they were not appointed by the county executive.
Not on these ones. Well, number, it went through, Mr. Coffey did, and then it went before the Land and Water Conservation Committee, and then these other three came through from the Lake Management District. But even Mr. Coffey came from the Lake Management District as well.
If I may, I think, is it proper to say that a suggestion came from the Lake Management District? Because the paperwork we have comes from the county executive. County executive appointment.
Because that's the process.
Right.
Right.
So the appointment is from the county executive. On all four of them?
Correct.
Correct. Yeah. It started from the Lake Management District through the county executive to come before this committee.
They suggested them to the county executive.
Okay, so the appointments came from the county executive.
Correct.
Okay, the reason I'm asking that is nothing against the people being appointed, but I vote for anybody that the county executive appoints. So for their reason, I'm going to vote against this appointment.
Okay, thank you for that clarification, Supervisor. Any further discussion on these appointments? And as was stated, some of these proposed appointees are here tonight now, so if there are any questions from them directly, or if you'd like to speak on your behalf, feel free to. Obviously, we've heard from you in the recent past, and all your hard work. Okay, well then, do you have any additional information for us?
I do not.
So, and if there's no further discussion from the committee,
I'll take that.
What the heck?
We'll do a voice vote on this. Supervisor Udo's already indicated his vote. What do you think, governments, all in favor of these appointments? Ms. Scott? Any opposed, nay? All right, supervisors, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed, nay?
Nay. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you all. It's been a long process.
Not done yet.
Not done yet, but getting really close. So thank you for all your work.
Thank you guys for everything. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. We wish you well.
Thanks, you too.
I'll move the September 8th minutes.
Okay. September 8th minutes have been moved. Is there a second? Seconded by Supervisor F. Any discussions, corrections? All right, hearing none, then we'll vote on approving agenda item 11. All in favor of the governance, please say aye. Any opposed, nay? Okay, supervisors, all in favor of approving minutes, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay? Okay. It looks like the room is cleared out. Citizens, but are there any citizens here to speak tonight? Are there any citizens here to speak tonight? All right, hearing no citizens' comments are closed. And that leads us to 13. Any other business as allowed by law or committee?
So just to inform the committee that we will have a meeting November 10th, besides the meeting for the budget, which will be next Monday at 5:15. But November 10th would be our normal meeting, and that escapes me now, April, but we had a handful of items on November.
Yeah, that's about 7 or 8.
7 or 8 items. So be prepared for that.
For 2 applicants, 1 or 2 for another applicant.
I think we narrow it down to 2.
It might be 2, but with multiple actions.
Yeah.
Okay, so Supervisor Buff asked if there would be a work session on Tuesday. I would assume with that volume of business, we would plan on that.
Correct.
I understand that all committee members' schedules allow them to be part of those, but that is a great opportunity for me to work through any questions in a more detailed fashion ahead of time, so I would encourage you to take advantage of that opportunity. Yes, Andy?
And I would just indicate that if you can't make those meetings, if you have any questions at any time on any of these items that you see, please just call me. And I'll try to get answers for you if I don't know them at that particular time in efforts just to work with the meeting when it comes to late tonight.
Thank you.
Move to adjourn.